This part is discussing the development of different varieties of English and whether they can be considered separate languages or simply dialects of English. Widdowson argues that as international varieties of English develop, they will eventually become mutually unintelligible and can be considered autonomous languages. However, the author argues that all varieties of English are developed through similar processes and must reflect the cultural realities of their speakers while still being adaptable enough for international communication. The author also discusses the role of style and motivation in determining whether a speaker is intelligible to another speaker of a different variety of English. The author concludes that intelligibility is not a useful criterion for determining whether a variety has become a different language, and that different varieties of English can be mutually intelligible depending on the motivation of the speakers.